is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Continuing to talk to local and statewide candidates, among other topics we're doing. Douglas County Commissioner Tim Freeman in position number two, a couple of opponents in his race. And Tim, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
So let's kind of back up and not assume that everyone listening has been around here for years. Talk about your background, some of the things you did prior to becoming a county commissioner.
So I'm very fortunate to have grown up here in Douglas County. I grew up in Oakland with my mom and dad and my three brothers, and all my brothers still live here in Oregon. Two of them are right here in Douglas County with us, and my mom's still with us. So great place to grow up. During that time, I worked my way through college working for Don Whitaker Logging, and then went to work for him after college. And then in 1991, along with my father in a partnership, we bought a service station. And for 26 years, I did that. Been married now for 37 years, and I'm very proud of that. My wife is a saint to put up with me that many years, but we've got a tremendous relationship, and I've got two amazing kids, one that's 25 and one that's 30.
So talk about other, when you got into public office, where'd you start out?
Well, really, I started out on the Roseburg City Budget Committee, and then later was appointed to a vacancy on the city council and became council president and was reelected to that city council position. And then, of course, went on to the Oregon legislature and did three terms up there, became part of the House Republican leadership team. Served at a very unique time in the legislature when the legislature was tied by party. So literally there was the same amount of Republicans and Democrats, and so the same amount of rural Oregonian representation as urban representation. So that was a very unique time that I got to serve in the legislature. And then in 2015, I started my role as a Douglas County Commissioner.
So when you got involved with the city of Roseburg, first on the budget committee, how did that get your interest? Why did you seek that?
Well, I think with most elected officials, there's that one thing that said, I'm going to get off the couch and I'm going to get involved. And for me, I'd had a fire at my house. I was out of town, and the Roseburg City Fire Department came and saved my wife and children. I came, you know, I rushed back to town and spent months in a motel rebuilding my house and sent a very nice thank you letter to the city of Roseburg Fire Department and the city council and thank them for coming and saving my family. And then I watched in the press as they were closing down fire stations and laying policemen off, and I didn't understand. So I got involved in that budget committee to make a difference on that, and learned pretty quickly that there was just priorities being set that I didn't think were the right priorities. So that's really what my journey and my reason for getting involved was, that the Roseburg City firemen saved my wife and kids, and some other set of people that were city councilors made sure that that service was there for my family and to protect them when I wasn't there to protect them.
What did you learn from being on the council?
Well, I learned a tremendous amount. You know, being an elected official, you learn sort of the public process, which is different than most things. You learn how important it is to take input from people. And I've said this many times, you could disagree with somebody on 90% of what they say, but that 10% you hadn't thought of will make what you do better. So that process of public discourse and hopefully that discourse occurring in a way that's, you know, amicable and positive makes things better. And that is a really important thing I learned on the city council. And I also learned that a lot of people don't put the time and energy into learning and understanding what's going on. And that's one thing I've really been dedicated to, is taking the time and learning the issues and studying them and getting good input and trying to make good decisions.
Now, it's a big shift to go from city council to being a state representative. What led to that move?
Well, that really came about. Then State Representative Susan Morgan had been up there for five terms, and she decided not to rerun. And I was approached, and at first I thought, boy, that, you know, those people up there would all be really smart and I wouldn't be able to do it. And the more I thought about it and the more desire to try to serve the public, and I thought, you know, I'm going to give this a try. And I learned pretty quickly in Salem that there's a lot of smart people up there, but very few people put the time in, again, to read all the bills and to understand all the issues and to work hard. And I had some great mentors up there. Bruce Hanna was ahead of me a little bit in the legislature, Jeff Cruz, and others that did put the time and energy into learning about the issues. And within just a few months of being in the legislature, I was selected as a deputy whip and became part of the leadership team for the House Republicans.
Now, with a business background, with having the gas station and that business, how did that help in what you've done in public service?
Well, certainly, right now, all the commissioners, you know, have this small business background and really small business that serves the public. And that's an important distinction. There's all different kinds of small businesses, and they're all important. But all three of us at one time or another have had retail businesses, and that serving the public is an important skill set to bring to being a county commissioner. Much like at my business, you know, people think when you own a small business, you don't have a boss. But the truth is, every single one of your customers is a boss. And it's exactly the same with the county. Every single citizen of this county helps me get things right. And I serve each and every one of them, much like a small business does.
Now, what do you think the role of a county commissioner is or should be?
So that's a great question, and oftentimes people have no idea what a county commissioner is, and I start by explaining to them that we're not city councilors and we're not state legislators. We really are administrators. So at Douglas County, we elect a group of elected officials to run the county. The three county commissioners collectively are the county administrator. We don't have a separate position for that. So about 90 to 95% of the work that I do at the county really is public administration. And that is, you know, we have 600 employees at the county, our full and part-time employees is about 600. And we have a $202 million a year budget, total funds budget. So providing those services through all those department heads and along with the other elected officials, really in an administrative way, is what we do as county commissioners. Most of what you see at a city council meeting is just policy discussions. They delegate all that authority to the city manager to actually do the contracts and make the decisions. When you come to a county commissioner meeting, most of what you see is us approving those contracts and doing that administrative work in the public's eye. So again, much different than other roles. County government's the only role where there's not a separation of powers between the executive branch and the legislative branch. We do both.
With those differences, what was it like to transition from the legislature to being a commissioner?
So one of my greatest frustrations as a legislator was when, you know, we'd have a bill, and again, I was there when it was tied, so everything was bipartisan. We would have committee hearings, we'd pass a law, the governor would sign it, and then it would go to the executive branch, to the governor's side of the shop, and they would write rules that were contrary to the bill, contrary to what we believed the law would be doing. So there was this separation. At the county, that doesn't happen. Whatever policy the Board of Commissioners set, then we turn around and we administer that policy. So that, you know, that connection and that lack of separation to make sure that, you know, the policy that you know, we hear from the public and we put in place is actually implemented in the way we provide services.
So you were first elected as a commissioner what year?
So the election was in 2014. I took office in 2015. So I'm just a little over 7 years of being a county commissioner.
And how is being a commissioner, how has it changed during that time?
One of the things I'll just tell you, the having done this job for a while now, you get better at it. I mean, you learn. It's like with any job, you learn how to do the job better. You also build, you know, credibility with your fellow county commissioners and state and federal folks, and that, you know, that learning how to do the job, that credibility, being able to work yourself up into leadership roles, all those things are really important. And, you know, I'm now in my sixth term as the president of the Association of ONC Counties Board of Directors. I serve on AOC's Association of Oregon Counties Board of Directors, the National Association Counties, some of their policy committees, the Western Interstate Region of the National Association of Counties Board of Directors. And I could spend a lot of time and go on and on, but it takes time to learn those subjects, to build that credibility, and to become you know, good at this job, and I'm certainly better today than when I first started.
Going to take a break at Inside Douglas County with more when we come back. Douglas County Commissioner Tim Freeman running for re-election. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1. And tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, Melanie Plummer from Peace at Home Advocacy Center. We'll talk about the results of their latest fundraisers. Also, Captain Kurt Sorensen of the Sutherland Police talk about an award he picked up. He'll be in with Melanie on tomorrow's program as well. A candidate interview today, Douglas County Commissioner Tim Freeman running for another term in office. As you look at the last several years, you talked about all the things you learned during that time. What are some of those things you have learned?
Well, again, you know, being a county commissioner really is being an administrator, and it's a full-time job. I think a lot of people don't understand, you know, how much time county commissioners work. And I regularly work 60 hours a week, and during emergencies, I work far more than that. And it's certainly not a retirement job. I know a lot of people think, oh, well, I'll do this for a little bit as I retire. That is not what this job is. And during that time, you know, I've been able to, through all the time that I've been doing public service, I have these relationships with tons of state leaders, so legislators and our legislators here from Douglas County and ones from around the state, and agency heads. So, you know, during some of these big fires, being able to have conversations with the state fire marshal's office or the Department of Forestry about, you know, the way things are going on fires, and Department of Corrections and other departments when the pandemic was hot and heavy, and really knowing these people well enough to have, you know, their personal cell phone numbers and conversation with them. It just takes time. On the federal level, Cliff Bentz is Congressional District 2. That is now going to come up into a significant portion of southern Douglas County. Representative Bentz was a legislator when I was in Salem, and we worked very well together, and even we did a trip to China together with our wives. You know, I know the two front-running candidates, both the Republican and the Democrat for Senate or Congressional District 4. DeFazio's not rerunning for office, and we're going to have a new congressional member there. Both of those candidates have reached out to me and want me to help them when they get elected with the ONC and timber management issues. And just that time and that energy and that experience to build relationships is very important, and you know, I get to bring that to bear every day when I come to the courthouse.
So you talked about the role of the commissioners administrating the county. When you talk about budgets financially, Douglas County has obviously had some tough times over the years at various points. Financially, what kind of shape is the county in right now?
Yeah, well, thank you for asking that, because I've certainly spent a lot of time on your radio station and around the county talking about county budgets. And when Commissioner Boyce and I joined Commissioner Morgan in 2015, the budget that we were in the middle of, 6 months into, had planned to spend about $20 million of reserve funding. And we had about just over a three-year projection, and we'd be out of funding, and the county would be dramatically different. So we immediately took action and started right-sizing Douglas County government to the revenue we had coming in. So we worked hard to find ways to continue to provide services, but differently than county government funding them. The libraries are a great example of that. The city's stepped up. There's been a couple of library districts formed, and those services are continuing to be provided. We figured out a way to get our park system completely off of general fund. The fairgrounds is completely off of general fund. We figured out a way to, with very, very low, the lowest in the state fees at the landfill, get the solid waste off the general fund. So those dollars that we have in general fund can continue to support the highest priorities, which are really public safety and making sure the sheriff and his team have what they need, that the district attorney can prosecute crimes, that the dent team can work on these illegal marijuana cartel grows, and making sure that we have the money necessary to do those things that only county government can do. I'm happy to tell you, after all that work and those years, very difficult years of downsizing and right-sizing county government, the last couple of years, we put a little bit of money back into our general fund reserves. And because of a lot of work on the saving money side, and also a lot of work on the revenue side, working with Congress on reauthorization of secure rural schools and other programs that bring revenue into the county, we're in a much better place financially than we were in 2015 when we got started.
What are some of the things you've been working on the last few months that you're particularly want to talk about?
Well, certainly, making sure that we continue to support the sheriff and the work that he does. Nobody wants to live in a community that isn't safe. And for Douglas County, our role in that is the sheriff's department. It's also the dispatch center. It's the jail. It's the prosecution services through the DA's office. We host parole and probation. So that's a state-run program that's in our courthouse. Of course, the courts. State courts are in our courthouse, and public defender. Those are all things that are important portions or parts of a continuum of public safety, and that's an important part of the work that we've been doing. But also, supporting veterans. We have an incredibly robust veteran service office. We've been able to increase some staffing there and continue to support that work around outreach and getting veterans connected to services. We're going to getting ready to announce, I'm happy to say it here on the radio, but we're going to do a veterans organization facilities grant. So all these veterans organizations, the VFWs and American Legions and organizations like that, are all doing tremendous work in our county, but their facilities are getting pretty old and they need a little bit of help. And we've been able to figure out some funding where we're going to be able to do some grants to help those organizations do some maintenance on their facilities. So that's something that they're working on hard, and I've been working on the last few months. And again, the biggest change or the biggest thing that we can do here in Douglas County is get back to managing our federal timberlands. And I know every candidate says that, we need to get back in the woods. But from the time I got on the commission to right now, I work on that literally every day. And we've won two federal lawsuits. The lawsuit that will require the BLM to manage under the 1937 O&C Act under the principles of sustained yield, will create enough revenue to sustain this county into the future. And we are currently working with the BLM on the beginnings of rewriting the resource management plan. And the Association of O&C Counties and Douglas County will be an integral part of that work. And I really look forward to that happening. Along with all that, we're getting a new executive director at our association. So the Association of O&C Counties started in 1925. It's one of the longest county serving organizations in the whole country. And it's only had three full-time executive directors in that whole history. So we are currently recruiting and looking for a new executive director, and I'll be very busy with that transition, helping bring up to speed a new executive director.
What are some of the things you would like to tackle in your next term if you're reelected as commissioner?
So, again, I think the illegal cartel marijuana grows is going to be an important issue that we've got to work on. Certainly this new resource management plan and continuing to help the BLM be successful in managing those federal O&C lands. Another project that I'm looking forward to, since I've been a commissioner, we've had emergency after emergency, and we want to do a little more work around preparedness and working both with DPHN and the Sheriff's Office, Wayne Stinson, our emergency manager, to be more prepared for the next emergency and continuing to build that capacity. I truly believe that when we have these catastrophic emergencies is the time when people need their government the most, and we need to be prepared for that, whether it is, the tragic event that happened at the college, whether it's the Snowmageddon event, these massive forest fires we continue to seem like we have almost every year now, or a pandemic. We as a county government need to be prepared to serve the people during those times.
During the next couple months here with the primary, how active are you going to be campaign-wise?
So, as always, you know, I've got an incredible amount of support. I've got a great campaign team, and I've been receiving tremendous support from donors, and people allow me to put sign locations up, and people just truly wanting to help with my campaign. And I'm always very humbled by that outreach of support. I will spend some time on that, but I will make sure that my job's being accomplished first as a county commissioner. I take that role very responsibly, and it is important work, and the people that we serve and the services we provide need to continue. So, but I will be spending time on campaign, everything from fundraising to hopefully there'll be some debates and forums and some opportunity to talk to the public about the work that we've done. And really, we're a great team. Commissioner Boyce and myself, along with Commissioner Kress, the sheriff, the DA, you know, Sheriff Hanlon's just a rock star. He's great to work with. District Attorney Rick Wiesenberg's fantastic to work with. And really, the rest of the elected officials in the in the courthouse are all great parts of the team. So I look forward to continuing to do that work. I'm very blessed to have the sheriff and the DA endorsing my campaign, and I look forward to getting past that and continuing to serve the public.
Douglas County Commissioner Tim Freeman, running for re-election.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.